Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for your wake-up call. Wake up the passion in God's purpose in you. Purchase Wake Up Call, the book by Arthur Pastor Annie Sally. Tune in to Wake Up Call Radio Show. Join host Pastor Warren and Annie Sally and their guests for a powerful dialogue. Real talk for everyone. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Welcome. Welcome to the Wake Up Call Inspirational Moment. I'm Pastor Annie Sally, life coach, author, radio, and TV show host. Today, I'm so excited about what God is doing in the earth, in his people. Amen. I'm super excited that we are approaching a new year. Therefore, I have some things I really feel compelled to share with you. If you want to win in 2017, it's time to take the giants down is my theme today. It's time to take the giants down. Giants can be described as painful experiences, loss, hurt, health issues, anything that keeps you trapped. Anything that comes to destroy who God has called you to be. We're ready to take those giants down. And I know that you're with me because I've been hearing from you. And it's time. We're coming together. And we're making up our mind that this is the hour, this is the season, you know, that God has called us. And God will continue to do a work through us. However, it's up to us to take those giants down in our lives if we want to see God manifested through our lives. So I want to read 1 Samuel 17. The Philistines drew near for battle. Saul and the Israelites came together, camped at Oak Valley, and they spread out their troops in battle readiness for the Philistines. The Philistines were on the hill, the Israelites were on the opposing hill, with the valley between them. A giant nearly 10 feet tall stepped out in front of the Philistine line into the open, Goliath from Gath. He had bronze helmet on his head, and he was dressed with armor. He wore bronze skin guards, and he carried a bronze sword. Okay? And then verse 7 through 10 says, Goliath stood there, and he called out to the Israelite troops, "Why bother using your whole army? Am I not enough for you?" And the Bible goes to say that Saul and his army were afraid of this giant. They were afraid. They were running scared. And the Bible also tells us that David was minding the sheep. And his father Jesse called him to go check on his brothers who were in the army with Saul. When David got there, he was confronted with this issue. And David ran toward the front line, the battle line, to fight against Goliath. And he were opposed by two different people. He were opposed by his brother, who said, "Where is the sheep? And why aren't you taking care of the sheep?" You know, and then he was approached by Saul. You know, Saul didn't think he was able to handle Goliath. Okay, so David, when he began to persist that he was going after Goliath, Saul began to put on his armor on David. He began to put on his armor on David. Last week, I just want to do a very brief Sunday. I want to do a very brief summary of what we talked about. We talked about taking Goliath down. We talked about confronting Goliath is what we talked about. So I come to tell you, in order to win in 2017, you must first confront your Goliath. And there may be many. As I stated before, those giants can be anything in your life. It could be health issues. It could be financial issues. It could be the loss of a job, loss of a child, loss of a loved one. Whatever that thing is, I want you to get it in your mind and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. It's time to confront that issue. It's had you impended the entire year, or it had you at a standpoint, and God wants you to win. God wants you to win. He's given you the power. He's equipped you to win. However, we sometimes are detained by our atmosphere and the things that we see. So David refused Saul's armor. He refused Saul's armor to go against Goliath. He refused that armor. So then God began to speak to David. And I know he did, because David, the Bible says that he's a man after God's own heart. And now, prior to David coming to the front line, David was tending the sheep. And if you know anything about wilderness experiences are often seasons to show you who you are in God. And God begins to download his word and his wisdom on you during those wilderness seasons. And I know this firsthand by serving God in the wilderness. You see, there are some of us that just stay in the wilderness and have a pity party. Then there are some of us that serve in the wilderness. So I want to talk about, I want you to understand what David did. I want you to parallel your life with David's life and the things that are going on with you and the thing that was going on in David's time and how David overcame Goliath and how God wants you to use this word to overcome your giants in your life. Okay? So David had time out there with God. And prior to this, now David was anointed by God. He was anointed and appointed by God. However, even being anointed and appointed, you will have wilderness experiences, wilderness seasons. You know, to everything there is a season. You know, in your spring season or your fall season, you need to prepare for winter. Every season changes, and that is so true even in the body of Christ. You may be on an up season today. You may be on a down season, but I come to tell you that seasons do change. However, you're going to have to approach the giants in your season. Wilderness brings on training as well. So David was in the wilderness, and David was training. David was training. God had him training. David was caring for the sheep, and there was a lion that came against the sheep, and David devoured him. There was a bear that came against the sheep, and David devoured him. So David was working in his wilderness seasons. He was between his blessings. You know, God had called him to be king. However, he had to go through by the way of the wilderness. Am I talking to you today? And this is so indicative of the word of God. And James 5:1 says, 2:1 says, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing that it's putting on endurance. So God is working it together for your good, even in your wilderness season. Though the outward man perishes, the Bible said the inward man is being renewed. So God is renewing you. And the Bible also says that weeping endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So stand your ground. Run up to that battle line, confront Goliath, and prepare your heart to take him down. I don't know about you, but Goliath has to come down. Every giant in my life has to come down, because God did not give me the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And he's given you the very same. God dwells on the inside of us, and he is the hope of glory. God will take us, if he calls us to it, he'll take us through it. Whatever he calls for, he provides for. So God is provide. He has provided. He has given you tools. Now, what I love about David, another point I want to pull out is the fact that Saul tried to put his armor on David. And we live in a society, where people will try to impose their armor on us. But the Bible says he gives to us according to the measure of, according to his will and the measure of our faith. So do not allow people to put their armor on you. If you do, you will lose your battle. David knew God. David had a relationship with God. David had demonstration firsthand from God. So David took that kingdom mentality to the front line of the battle. David got him a few, five smooth rocks. He got a slingshot, and he used what he knew. He used what he was accustomed to. So God has given us gifts. He's given us talents, and they will fit you like a designer suit. You will know, and you will come to acknowledge the giftings in your life and the calling on your life and the everything that pertains to your battle and your life. God says he give it to us. You have it. So stop coveting another man's gift. Stop allowing people to put the wrong armor on you. You're going to lose the battle if you continue to allow them to put the wrong armor on you. And then last week, we also talked about how we're going to have to destroy the internal self-talk and the external influences in our life. Now, the internal self-talk is the negativity, the negative things you say to yourself. I'll never get the job. I'll never come out of this. I'll never get off of welfare. I never get married. So what you're doing, you're assassinating yourself. The Bible said that we have the power in our tongue, life and death. So when you speak this, then you are declaring it. You're breaking it in your atmosphere. You're breaking it over your children. You're breaking it over your destiny. And you're breaking it over everything that you're speaking it against, everything that God has said in his word. Now, what are you going to do with that negativity? You're going to replace the negativity. You're going to replace it with the word of God. You're going to replace it with, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. You're going to replace it with, I'm more than a conqueror. You're going to replace it that I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above only and not beneath. You're replacing it. Now you're speaking those things that be not as though they were, and you're washing out the old behavior, and you're creating a new behavior. Now when you're ready for the battle, you will not be running scared like Saul. And I'm sorry to say, but there's a lot of folks in the body of Christ, in the house of God, that's running scared just like Saul. They're running scared because they're using anointings that does not belong to them. They're using gifts that God has not commissioned them with. And so when the battle comes, they're running scared. But if you allow God to arm you, if you allow God to arm you with the word of God and with his giftings for your life, his talents for your life, I declare unto you, when the battle arises, you will run to the battle instead of from the battle. And now I want to talk about several areas of battle that you have to be concerned about. If you do not destroy the giants, if you do not destroy the giants in your life, they will reappear. Okay? Moses sent out the spies, and he told them, God began to speak through him, that he had given them a land that is flowing with milk and honey. All they had to do was take over that land. All they had to do was take it over. They went into the land. They came out with a negative report, except for two. They came out with a negative report. All they could see was the giant. They could not see the good of the land. They could not see the abundance of the fruit. They could not see the overflow that God had prepared for them. So I come to tell you, if you do not arm yourself with the right armor, you will be running scared as well. And then, because they were disobedient, they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, around and around. And you are going around your proverbial mountain. You've been going around that mountain for years, but God is calling you out. I want to let you know today that the battle is not yours, but it belongs to the Lord. And what that means is God has tools for you. God has already prepared the battle beforehand, but you have to show up. Not every battle you will have to fight, but you have to show up. Not every battle you will have to fight, but every battle you must show up. And a lot of you are wasting time with battles that God did not tell you to fight. Hear me. A lot of you are fighting battles that God did not tell you to fight. And then you're fighting them with the wrong instruments. You're fighting them with switchblades. You're fighting them with words. You're fighting them with deeds. You're fighting them. You're bringing your guns to the fight when this is not a flesh and blood fight. This is a spiritual warfare. This is a spiritual warfare. Therefore, you must use the spiritual tools in order to win this fight. In order to win this fight, you must use your spiritual tools. It's imperative in this hour. It's imperative in this hour that you do an introspection. You know, we get excited for the new year, and we love to say, well, I'm going to win in 2017. You said that last year. You said that in 2015, but you're still in the same rut. Well, you can't win with the same tools. If it didn't work in 2015, it didn't work in 2016, guess what? There's something wrong with your tools. Amen. There's something wrong with your tools. And I say that to say this. Now, some battles we will win spiritually. Some battles we will win materialistic. Okay? And a lot of you are just looking at the material blessings. But when you think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you and how he's kept you, how he's protected you, how he's healed you, how he's delivered you, all the mighty benefits that comes with being a believer, those are benefits. And the fact that you haven't lost your mind, I come to tell you that you have won some battles. You have won some battles. And that's enough to give God praise for. This is the day the Lord has made. So you shall rejoice and be glad in it. But a lot of our problem is that we don't close ourselves off to the voice of God. You're frustrated and you're agitated, even with yourself and even with the voices going on in your head. You don't want to be alone with yourself. And God has been trying to take you out of the wilderness experience, but you've been trying to engage in conversation. That's not going to benefit you. In relationships, that's not going to benefit you. So you're detained because you're detaining yourself. God has already given us the word. He's already given us the antidote. He's already given us the direction. We get the direction through the word of God. So if you want to come out to a land that is flowing with milk and honey, you're going to have to acknowledge the giant. The big giant in the room, the big giant in your finances, the big giant in your health, the big giant over your children that's on drugs, Those are giants. And in order to bring them down, you're going to have to confront them, and then you're going to have to destroy them. Now, the Bible says that David used his tool, and he only used one to destroy Goliath. He destroyed the giant. And what I loved about it, not only did he destroy him, he took the head off. So when you destroy these things, you're going to destroy the root of it. And this Egyptian that you see today, you will see no more. But if you continue to use the same tools, you will be walking in the spirit of Saul. Saul was man's choice. David was God's choice. Now let's look at the parallel. Saul was running scared. David was running toward Goliath. Are you a Saul running scared, or are you a David running toward your giant? Saul was appointed by man. David was appointed by God. So that tells me the difference right there, because the Bible says, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you can ask what you will. He says, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. I'll be with you even until the ends of the earth. Now, Saul was man's choice. He looked the part. And a lot of you look the part, but you're empty. You look the part, but you have no power. You look the part, but you're winning no battles. This is a flesh and blood fight. This is not a flesh and blood fight. This is a spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare. And I want to add another scripture here, if you bear with me. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling encouraged. I'm feeling encouraged. I am feeling encouraged. And many of you, you're weak and you're tired and you're frustrated. And I know what it feels like. Been there, done that. Going through my seasons. I can't change the seasons, but I can change in the season. Have your trials made you bitter or better? Trials come to make you strong, according to James. He said it produces something in you. Though that outward man perishes, the inward man is being renewed if you use it properly. So God wants you to win. God wants you to approach. And see, one thing about David, David knew God. He knew God was on his side. He knew God was going to help him because he was fighting the battle in the name of his God. So that's why I said that it's imperative that you understand the battles. Understand those battles that God's saying, be still. Understand those battles that God says, now I want you to use this. I want you to do it this way. We have to have a relationship with God if we're going to win, because God will download instructions. He will give you ingenuity as to how to bring it to pass. God is so creative, but the enemy comes to kill you. He comes to steal. He comes to destroy you, and he will use people to help him in his onslaught against you. So then you're going to have to cast down those imaginations and those every thought that comes against the knowledge of God. But you can't do it if you don't know the word of God. You can't do it if you don't know what God says about you. But when you get in the word and you find out what God says about you, now you've got your tools. You've got your instrument. Now you can go in the name of the Lord. David was not a perfect man, but we serve a perfect God. David was not a perfect man, but he served a perfect God. He approached the battle line in the name of his perfect God. God did not do it because David was perfect. He did it because he is perfect. I want you to understand, we're much like a conduit, and the pipe goes through, or the wire goes through the conduit. Only thing we do is carry it. But the real power is in the wire. It's in the pipe. It's in what's running through us. So when you understand it like that, then you will run to your battles, and you will understand that if God called me to it, God will take me through it. What he calls for, he will provide for it. And if he's saying just be still and know that I am God, then you're going to have to still approach the battle line, be prayerful, consult God for every step of the way. The church, the body of Christ, we have gotten off. We have gotten off the battle line. The world is running rampant under our watch. What are we doing? This is our wake-up call. Wake up! People are dying on our watch. People are perishing on our watch. And they're not only perishing in the world, they're perishing in the church. So God has called us to seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto it. But we're seeking everything else. Everything's competing for our time, and we don't know how to balance our time. How can we be instructed by our God we never talked to? How can we be instructed without looking through the blueprint? What's in the Word of God? What is he saying pertaining to me? So then you're casting down those imaginations. And he says, the peace of God will surpass you. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, he will give it to you. Guess what? He gives it to you through the Word of God. You're waiting and you're praying and you're asking God for the peace of God. But you're in the same conversations. You're in the same relationships. You're in the same environment and you refuse to let it go. You're still doing the same negative things you've been doing along the way. Well, then you're going to get the same results. But if you trust God and let God lead you and put on his whole armor, Paul says in Ephesians 6 and 12, put on the whole armor of God that you be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The devil is coming. He's tricky. He's crafty. But God is mighty and he's powerful. And he's a present help in the time of trouble. The Bible said this poor man cried out, and the Lord delivered him out of all of his troubles. God wants us to cry out to him, and he will deliver us out of all of our troubles. But we have to call out unto him. We have to know what's in our benefit package. You know, when I think of my benefit package, and I think of the things that God has promised me, I look in that blueprint. You know, you have to look in the fine print. I mean, you have to study to show yourself approved. A workman unto God needeth not to be ashamed, but rightly divide the word of truth. And when you do that, you will see things you have never seen before. Stop scamming across the word. He says he unload us daily with benefits. We've got benefits. So when you cast down those imaginations, then you... That's cleansing. You're cleansing the negative energy. And Philippians 4 and 8 says, finally, my brothers, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of a good report, if there be any virtue, think on these things. What he's saying is, cast out the negative with positive. I am more than a conqueror. I didn't get the job, but I'm still more than a conqueror. That just wasn't mine. Amen. Didn't get the husband this season, but guess what? He's still coming because God says he'll give me the desires of my heart. It may not be in my time, but it will be in God's time because he is faithful and he's just and he shall not lie. He will not lie. He will not lie. So God has given us everything we need, everything that we need. Amen. So I just want to do in my closing to let you know that giants rarely show you that they're coming. They do not make a grand entrance. They will use someone closest to you. That's why you've got to do an observation of your environment. Who are speaking to you? And what are they speaking to you? Amen. What are they speaking to you? What are they speaking to you? Amen. So remember, amen, that many of us avoid the giants in our life. But the one who faced them, God will open the door for greater work. David did not refuse the giants. He opened the door for greater work. And now we hear about it throughout his writing and throughout his experience. God is trying to write. He's trying to write you in history, your community, your environment, your legacy. Amen. Well, that concludes taking down the giants. So I want you to girdle yourself with the full armor and stop allowing people to put stuff on you that doesn't work for you. Amen. I want you to also join us for the Wake Up Call radio show. series finale, we're talking about spiritual influences in the church, and you need to be here for that. And we have Dr. Angela Williams coming to our platform on Sunday to talk about this, her new book. Well, I love you with the love of God, and I'm here because I love God, and I want to see you set free. Not only set free, but God died that you may have life in it more abundantly. I want to see the abundance in your life. I want to see the joy, the peace, and every spiritual and material blessing that God has promised you. God bless you. I love you, and there isn't a thing you can do about it. And remember, this has been your wake-up call. God bless you. It's still Facebook, though.
No, on Facebook.
Really?
Half.
Wow.
Because this, I plugged this thing in,
mm-hmm.
and he says, no, and several people commented, no sound, no sound.
Oh, wow.
And Daddy called me, and I took it out, and he called me back. And said, okay, right now, I don't know. Did you have your microphone?
You got it in your phone. You didn't put it in your phone.
I did have it in the phone.
And I got it on. And
yeah.
all you have to do.
I had it in, and he said it was no.